It is 3 p.m. on November 24th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Welcome to episode 46 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey police transition. I would like to make a correction from last week. I mentioned the Red Leafs women's wrestling competing at the Missouri Valley Open at Burns Athletic Center in Marshall, Washington, when in fact was Marshall, Missouri. I apologize for the error. There will be additional results from the Missouri Valley Open later on in the show. I will come back with the first music after the following messages.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. First up is Slowly Becoming's Before the World Ends with Treeline.
Where you see the sky.
That was Tree Line from Slowly Becomings, Before the World Ends. Next up is Sergeant X Comrade's Lo-Fi Future, Future Sound.
Up next, we have Sergeant and Comrade. They travel back to the past to bring us the sound of the future.
Everybody's sound is here. Fire, 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 fire.
To discuss the SAF Athletics at this time. There were six events on November 18th. Men's wrestling competed in the Yoon's Hospitality Open at Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, hosted by University of Nebraska Kearney, where the weight classes were in pounds. Here were SFU competitors. Marques Calapis competed in 125, Ryan Hicks in 149, Magnus McCracken in 157, Patrick Leder in 165, Elijah Lazar in 174, Arashik Rosti, Owen Gutsmanson, Zach Stratton in 184, Sam Pereira in 197, and Rafael Mazzella in 285. None of the Red Leafs placed top three in their weight classes. In the Yoon's Hospitality Open at Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, hosted by University of Nebraska Kearney. Meanwhile, women's wrestling completed the two-day Missouri Valley Open at Burns Athletic Center in Marshall, Missouri, where weight classes were also in pounds. Here were SFU competitors, Gina Bolognese in 101, Ivy Threatful, Maddie McKenzie in 116, Kelsey Lewin, Victoria Seal in 123, Laura Soto, Marquesis Hines in 130, Jay Troland, 136, Paige Maher in 155, and Julia Ricci in 191. There was one top three finish for the Red Leafs. In 191, Julia Ricci quadrupled Madeline Hodges of Sacred Heart forward in the semifinals, and dominated Olivia White 12-0 via a technical fall in the first place match to earn the crown in the 2023 Missouri Valley Open at Burns Athletic Center in Marshall, Missouri. Both SFU basketball teams were in action in the afternoon. Men's dominated the Vancouver Island University Mariners 87-70, led by Jovan Rice, career-high 21 points at SFU's West Gym, while women's destroyed the Stanislaus State Warriors 78-59, the hosts of the Warriors Classic Women's Basketball Tournament, as the Red Leafs were led by Jessica Wisotsky's 27 points, followed by her sister Sophia's 22 points, at Fitzpatrick Arena in Turlock, California. Wisowski's sisters were named to the all-tournament team, while their teammate McKenna Gardner won the MVP in the Warriors Classic Women's Basketball Tournament. Meanwhile, both SFU swimming teams competed in Day 2 of the 2023 Laverne Winter Invitational at East LA College in Monterey Park, California, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top three results for the Red Leaps in the finals events. The quartet of Thomas Caruso, Hayden Vischer, Gaspar Lazur, and Lachlan Rogers clocked in at 132.07 for second, only behind Fresno Pacific University's A-team at 131.31 in men's 200 medley relay. Marcus Mack won the men's 400 individual medley at 354.75, while teammate Owen Nicholson finished third at 4.01. Peter Morch placed third in men's 200 freestyle at 140.16, while two Red Leaves finished in the top three of men's 100-yard breaststroke as Hayden Vischer earned second at 55.41, only behind Larry Yu of Pomona Pitzer at 54.95, and Vischer's teammate Dylan Cormandy finished third at 55.82. Thomas Caruso placed second in the men's 100 backstroke at 49.43, only behind Nathan Griffin of Biola at 43.21. In the men's 800 freestyle relay, the quartet of Luka Tomic, Marcus Mack, Peter Morch, and Mena Manio clocked in at 648.51 for third, while the quartet of Delray Vedder, Ali Whitmore, Lena Perry, and Kayla Holder finished second in women's 800 freestyle relay at 733.7, only behind the A quartet of Pomona Pitzer at 732.79. The Red Leaves volleyball provided a nightcap for November 18th, where they tripled up the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 3-1, led by senior Kaylin Hartman's 14 kills, as she was one of five players congratulated on the seniors' night with Hannah Koloff, Cole Peters, Kalisa Beltran, and Cameron Voslow. The game was at SFU's West Gym. On November 19th, both SFU swimming teams completed the three-day 2023 Laverne Winter Invitational at East LA College in Monterey Park, California, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top three results for the Red Leaps in the finals events. Owen Nicholson won the men's 1650 freestyle at 1537.05, Marcus Mack won the men's 200 backstroke at 145.95, followed by teammate Thomas Caruso at 146.16 for second. In the women's 200 backstroke, Keisha Vicotti earned third at 202.94. In the men's 100 freestyle, Lachlan Rogers finished second at 44.97, only behind Jan Blalecki at Fresno Pacific at 43.57. In women's 100 freestyle, Abby Williams finished third at 50.98. The Red Leafs swept the top three spots in the men's 200 breaststroke as Dylan Cormandy won at 201.33, Hayden Vischer second at 202.1, and Thomas Bakika third at 202.86. In the men's 200 butterfly, Shauna Eep earned second at 152.39, only behind Rasmus Hansen of Fresno Pacific at 151.72, and Eep's teammate Gaspar Lazur finished third at 152.69. In the men's 400 freestyle relay, SFU quartet of Marcus Mack, Lachlan Rogers, Peter Morch, and Thomas Caruso finished second at 3.57. 30.57, only behind the Fresno Pacific A quartet at 30.11. In the women's 400 relay, the quartet of Ali Whitmore, Abby Williams, Kayla Holder and Delray Vitter earned second at 324.88, only behind the California University A Quartet at 324.37. Lionel Perry won the women's freestyle 1,000 freestyle split request at 10:50.9, while Alex Petru won the men's 50 freestyle off at 21.39. The Red Leafs women finished fifth with 737 points, won by Pepperdine with 1656 points, while the Red Leafs men won with 1517 points. In the 2023 Laverne Winter Invitational at East LA College in Monterey Park, California. There were two events on November 21st. The Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored top volleyball players, including three SFU Red Leafs, Jocelyn Sherman, Brooke Dexter, and Kaylin Hartman, where Sherman and Dexter earned first-team all-conference honors, while Hartman received all-honorable mention. Jocelyn Sherman, an outside hitter, started every SFU match, ranked fifth with 3.12 kills, 3.79 points per set, led SFU with 41 kills for fourth, and 2.84 digs per set for 16th in the GNAC. Brooke Dexter earned third consecutive first-team honors with 2.67 kills, 3.09 points per set for 10th, and 269 hitting percentage for 11th in the GNAC. Kaylin Hartman received her second GNAC All-Honorable Mention, first since 2021. Led the Red Leafs with a 306 hitting percentage for 6th, 0.96 blocks per set for 11th, and 2.93 per set for 12th in GNAC. Let me look what that number is. Just bear with me here. Kaylin Hartman earned 2.93 points per set. Just a minute, please. Yeah. So Kaylin Hartman, who was an honorable mention for GNAC, her first since 2021, led the Red Leafs with a 306 hitting percentage for 6, 0.96 blocks per set for 11th, so percentage and blocks per 11th, and 2.93 points per set for 12th in the GNAC. Later on, the SFU women's basketball hosted Minnesota State Moorhead, where the Red Leafs defeated the visiting Dragons 83-70, led by Jessica Wysotsky's career-high 36 points at SFU's West Gym. Both basketball teams are in action today. Women's played Concordia, where the Red Leafs defeated the Golden Eagles 74-63, led by Grace Killen's 23 points at CU Arena in Irvine, California. Later on, men's take on Reggie's. The tip-off between the Red Leafs and Rangers at Regis Field House in Denver, Colorado, is at 4 p.m.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Alaska Anchorage and St. Martin's are 1st and 6th records each. Central Washington, 3rd, 3-1. Western Washington, 4th, 5-3. Sierra Pacific, 5th, 4-4. Western Oregon, 6th, 3-3. Montana State Billings, 7th, 2-3. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 1-2. Simon Fraser, 9th, 2-5. And Alaska, last at 1-3.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Here are the current women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, no interconference games have been played as of yet. Montana State Billings is 1st at 5-1. Western Washington, 2nd, 3-1. Simon Fraser, 3rd, 6-3. Alaska Anchorage, 4th, 2-1. SFU is above Alaska Anchorage in the women's basketball standings within the GNAC, because despite the same winning percentage, SFU has won 6 games, while Alaska Anchorage has only won 2. Northwest Nazarene and Western Oregon are tied for 5th at 3-2 records each. Central Washington, 7th, 4-3. St. Martin's, 8th, 2-3. Sierra Pacific, 9th, 1-3. And Alaska, last at 0-8.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Welcome back. The third act is The Gertrudes, Just to Please You. Here is Run Till You Fall.
Run, 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 run till you fall. Fly, 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 fly till you're fast asleep. Burn, 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 just set fire to it all. Till your lovers are free. Bang, 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 bang the drum till your back's to the wall. Bleed, 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 bleed till you're fast asleep. Of it all, you were born to be free. When you turn, turn, turn like the autumn wind blows,
tried, 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 and you've lost the way home. Our love will break your fall. Our love will break your fall.
Welcome to the second half of episode 46 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be